Yo, mic check 1, 2. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Once again, it's another episode of your favorite podcast. Well, it's not ball for ball. It's just a little, we're going to do a little short podcast. We're going to see what's up, my man Keith. Say what's good with him. We're going to see, just chill, talk, shoot the shits.
Yep.
Bullshit. Same old thing. We were just talking about, just recently, how Tory Lanez has been going at everybody and their mama. It's like Tory Lanez has really been going to everybody and he might. Tory Lanez, really? And then we just thought about it, like, but we haven't listened to any one of this shit. We haven't listened to anything. We haven't listened to anything this man has done. So, but we're like, you know what I'm saying, pure hip hop heads, you know what I mean? So, like, we're not going to go check for Tory Lanez.
Nah.
I want to see what he got to say. That's why Royce 5'9 didn't respond back to him. He nigga got that voice.
Royce?
He got that voice. He said Roy. He said Royce. Ain't want no smoke, man.
Quit
playing. Boys is like, little boy, go sit down.
I'm playing.
Boys is like, little boy, go sit down, son. Go sit down.
Why would they even entertain it?
Because he's saying he the dopest nigga. He's bringing back, you know what I'm saying, competition to hip hop.
Yeah, but you got to stay in your lane for that shit.
Yeah.
He saw what the white boy said. Not, you know. MGK.
Yeah.
And he's going for the gusto, Mike.
Or his fun, not just ain't about to battle no nigga that sing Say It. He ain't gonna do that, man.
No.
He's not gonna do that shit, so hey, man.
The thing. Oh, no. Nah, it's all, he's too old for that shit. Let's be real.
You seen the video for cocaine?
Nigga, have I seen the video? Once again, we were talking about B earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Music that hits a soul.
No doubt.
Cocaine?
No doubt.
Hits a dude's soul. Hits a motherfucking soul straight up.
No doubt. Cocaine is an ill song. We're talking about, Royce 5'9. It was definitely in my top 5 albums of 2018. Royce the 5'9. Cocaine, that song. But the name of the album is Book of Ryan. We're talking about the song Cocaine. It has a video that just came out within the past couple of weeks. If you haven't checked that out, please go do that. It's definitely a dope video. It's a dope song. It's dealing with a lot of things. Well, a major thing, cocaine, but not in the aspect of the average, I guess, hip-hopper and selling it. You know what I'm saying? Distributing cocaine. It talks about cocaine and the impact it has on one's family and the impact it had on his father. And how his father went ahead and defeated that. And he said his father chose him over cocaine. So that was definitely a dope song. Please go check that out. Cocaine by Royce the 5'9, man. I'm done plugging you, Royce. yeah, what the fuck up? Oh, think about that. Hey, we got to talk about this because everybody is and I'm about to be done. But 6ix9ine, man.
From what I understand of it,
yeah.
Right? Is anybody surprised?
No, nobody's
surprised. No one's surprised about that shit, Mike.
Nobody's surprised. But...
And nobody.
Surprised about what?
Surprised that he's out there snitching, you know.
Okay.
You know, the whole...
Okay.
Of course he gave himself up.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't see that coming?
No, you I'm surprised that this nigga was... somebody that would try to call somebody some shots... But I understand that he has money, so people are going to do what he says because he has money. But I was like, this nigga, he ain't built for the streets. I just don't. That's not.
You know he's not built for the streets, yeah. Obviously. That's what I'm saying. He's definitely not built for the streets.
I don't think he's cut. Well, I guess this new generation, man. So I can't speak on the new generation. I'm only talking about my generation, where I come from.
The new generation has no idea what the type of person, if they thought, like, that's the whole reason why I wasn't even listening to the music, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what the hell Tekashi is really talking about, but I do know that there was a lot of people out here following that.
Yeah, hey, man.
And that's a great, I don't know, misstep from.
I'm a Cass fan, man. Casanova. I'm a Cass fan. I'm with my man Cass. I can rock with Cass before I can rock with Tekashi, but I can't lie. Tekashi's energy in his song was something different. Something different. He didn't have any bars to me, but because I take you for the music. when it comes to this hip-hop game, I take you for the music, and I'm taking to it for you if you have skill and talent. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the skill. I'm looking for the talent. I give a damn if it's catchy. You can add the alphabet song. It's catchy. I give a damn if it's, I give a damn if it's catchy, because that's not going to last long. I'm looking for the skill and the talent and the actual music, and I didn't feel any skill. I didn't see any talent in what he was doing, but I felt energy. It reminded me, it was like what Charlamagne said. It reminded me, you're Honest, man. I grew up on Honest. My cousin used to jump on. He used to slam dance on my back because I was a fat kid. He used to slam dance on my back. You know what I'm saying? When Slam would come on.
Yep.
He would do that joint. I was a fan of Honest. Back the fuck up. That was my shit, man. So it kind of gave me some of that energy, man. But other than that, I wasn't a real big fan. Plus the nigga, he got rainbow hair. But, all right, whatever, man. Whatever, man. Like, and if you all believe this kind of stuff, but all right, this is not.
Yeah, but
we're not cut from that cloth. But that's not. It's not for me. It is what it is. I gotta raise a child in this. We gotta raise children. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Children in this. But so we gotta guide them the best. We gotta give them the rules that we came up on. But we gotta modify them to fit in the new world.
But then, all right, young kids growing up in this world, right? Yeah. And you look at, like, what is going to be in front of them? What's going to be the easy access? What type of fucking culture could they just grab onto with the World Wide Web out there?
Yeah.
It's a whole nother different ballgame, man. And that's why I'm like, damn, people really out there following this kid. Yeah. Thinking, like, this is what, you know, you do. And it's not. Be yourself.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, man, I got books, man.
You got to be yourself.
I got books, and she don't want me to beat him like my dad beat me. And so to compromise that, because I'm still going to whoop his ass, but to compromise that, chapter in the page, man. So when you start reading, I got these books. You want to act up, you're reading the chapter of this book.
Yep.
And then you're giving me your pay. You can't do shit else until you give me your chapter. You read a chapter of this book and give me your page of it. And I understand it. And you understand it. Okay, then you can do what you got to do, man.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? This is your punishment. This is your punishment. If I can, or pick me beating your ass. What you want me to do? What you want me to do, man? I'm giving you an option. I didn't have this option as a child. I didn't have that option. My dad would tell me something like, nigga, go find my belt. What? What? Go find your belt? Excuse me, sir. You want me to find the device you're going to beat me with? What do you mean? You'll find your belt, nigga. I promise you, I hid every last belt I saw, my nigga. I hid every last belt I saw under rugs, under the bed. The nigga walked in the room, beat me with the one he had on. Nigga, what? Nigga, wait a minute. I didn't have this option, man. So I'm giving the man an option, man. I'm giving the boy an option. Straight up. Straight up, man. Giving the boy an option. He got an option. A chapter in the page. Chapter in the page, man. You act up in school. You want to act a fool. You disrespect your sister or your mother. Chapter in the page. Yeah, this rate, man. You been reading the whole book. My dude. Let's go, man. Let's go. We ain't playing with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit of black fatherhood. Anyway.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We.
That shit's hilarious. And you want to know something? My mother did the same shit.
Man.
Yo, you know when mom's calls me into the room, right? She called me over. Hey, Keith. I know I fucked up somehow, right? And I really didn't have to be fucking up.
Yeah.
She just, in her mind, she made up that I fucked up.
Yeah.
So she has something to talk about on the phone. That's the type of shit my mother would do. You know what I mean? It would be the smallest fucking shit. And now I'm fucking in for her. For what? For what? I didn't sweep the fucking bathroom quick enough or something. What did I do this time? You asked me 5 minutes ago. Okay, here we go.
He asked me 5 minutes ago.
You know. I'm playing fucking, you know, 2K1 or some shit on the fucking...
Well, I was still in the cover, son.
Yeah, straight up. You know, I'm on my fucking business.
The flashback for you niggas.
Yo, calls me out there. Come here. Ball up her fist. Not her lips, right?
Yeah.
She thought I didn't see her. She's all perked up sitting on the couch. Come here. I want to talk to you. Right? So I'm immediately just looking around, all right? What are potential weapons? What is she cocked and loaded for? Bing, 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 that fucking remote.
Uh-oh. It's over.
And Keith, didn't I tell? Also, man, quick dodge to the left. That shit flew over my head. Ma, I don't know what the issue is. I'm going to get you, motherfucker. Go back to your room. What? All right, you know what? Let me go do that. Go back in the room. Start playing my video game. Fuck it, right?
He goes back to regular life.
Right?
He goes back to regular life.
She's in a mood.
Didn't
right?
just happen.
This is real life.
Yeah.
She fucking goes back, walks down the hallway. I'm like, what the fuck did she come down here for? She should still be drinking, chilling, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Goes back down the hallway. Comes back out. Comes into my room. With a fucking broom. She's sweeping my carpet. Like, what is she in here sweeping my carpet for? Knowing damn well the carpet needs to be vacuumed. Weapon number two. The broom in her hand. I'm fucking playing this video game. I'm like, all right, here it comes. I had this big red chair, right? Covered up around my head. I hear whoosh, whoosh. It's coming down hard. Boom! Just misses me hit the chair. Shit. Stand up, look at her. Mom's in, cocks back, hits me right in the ribs. Bam! Swings back again, right? I took the first hit like, yo, you tripping, right?
Yeah.
Swings back again, hits me. Catch it, pull it out. Ma!
Oh, nigga. Oh, why you know why?
Get the fuck out of my house.
Exactly. What you gonna do now?
You got to. You left with no choice. You left.
I know you. Why you take it? You think on this? That's like snatching. That's like grabbing the belt. That's like, hey, you ever see Sinbad talking about grabbing the belt? That's when you know you done fucked up when you grab the belt. And you grab the belt and your parent has no choice but to really whoop your ass. Because you've come to an age now where you can sense where it's coming from. You can sense where it's coming from now. So we have to elevate this ass whooping. So you leave me no choice. Nigga, I am still the boss. Point blank, period. I'm still the boss. So we have to elevate this ass whooping because you want to grab the belt. No, but you want to grab the broom. Oh, get the fuck out of my house. I ain't mad at you, Doc. I ain't mad at you, man. I feel you.
Oh, man.
I feel you, nigga.
Oh.
I feel you, yeah. Nah.
Yep.
All my dudes had to say was, nigga, I'm telling you, pop. Oh, all right. All right. Let's see. Oh, man. I remember one time, I did something stupid in school or something. And I was talking to my brother. My brother was already out. He was already out the house. He was already, you know, established or some shit. He was niggas in college.
Yeah.
And, I was telling him, hey, man, I'm leaving, man. I'm running away, nigga.
And this nigga, where you going? Nigga, where you gonna go?
I'm leaving, man. I can't take this nigga keep beating.
Like, nigga, so? Stop doing what you're doing. Nigga, you crazy. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And that made me think, like, hey. I guess he right. I got nowhere to go now. Straight up.
Man.
I guess he right.
That was your brother. That's yo. Same shit. Man. I know the feeling. My brother was gone for anything and everything at any time. It was less kids in the house, the better. Around my crib.
Yeah.
So I was just always just all right, fuck it. When she kicked me out, I was like. Damn, I wasn't planning on going out. I showered. I was chilling. Fuck it. Let me get some stuff, essentials. Let me hit the block.
You know what I'm saying? We back at it. I'm saying we out here, you know what I mean? We definitely out here.
Straight up.
We ain't playing, nigga.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get this recording. record for an hour. And I can, oh, we good, man. Yeah, it's all straight.
Oh, man.
Listen, you heard about this whole Chris Brown takeoff beef or whatever?
Chris Brown takeoff beat.
Beef, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
It's over, I guess it's over the rape accusation Chris Brown's been accused of recently.
The girl lied, right?
I think she lied or whatever. That's a story, right? That's a story, but Takeoff said something about it or whatever. Something about, I don't know, Instagram or whatever. Chris Brown said fight me or some shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if those are the facts, right?
Yeah.
Who's acquitted? Or it came out to be a lie, or even if you paid her off, whatever. It's in the past now, right?
Yeah.
So let it be.
Do that.
Straight up.
I don't know why.
Why are you getting loud?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's Chris Brown's whole thing about it or whatever. So now they beefing. They talking about fight me or whatever. Chris Brown said the nigga take off. Look like he put a picture of him and Pootie Tang side by side. It's a damn shame, man. That shit, once you see it, you can't unsee it, man. That shit's hilarious. That shit is hilarious, nigga. Nigga, Google takeoff Pootie Tang. Once you see that picture, you cannot unsee it, my dude. You cannot. How you feel about 21 Savage?
Why they got to fuck with that? I mean, they just found a loophole, right?
Yeah.
From what I... That Mike, they have to do that boy like that. Okay. Send him back. What do you think? I mean,
this is my take on it. Now, as a black man, and as the black man that I am, I hate to see any black man locked up. I hate to see, because everyone is free. No one is illegal. No human is illegal. We all share this planet. But I hate to see any black man locked up. I hate to see any in any youth in the situation that they're in when it comes to when they haven't done anything actual, factual, anything, any crime, any wrongdoing, locked up and sent somewhere when they really don't have to be. I hate to see that. But in hip-hop terms, in my comedic ways, after I have let it subside, after I've witnessed what's going on, researched what happened, I'll say this, man. When it comes to the old school versus the new school, our generation versus these, the younger generation, when it comes to these new guys, like, Migos, how they were just beefing with Bone Thugs, and everybody called Bone Thugs the haters, and Migos disrespectful. When it comes to, they was getting that 21 Savage about the stuff, new niggas need to pay homage and all this stuff, and new school niggas don't care nothing about the old school niggas, and I feel they actually don't, but they don't really have a right to. They don't really have to. They don't want to, but they should. But I say this, Doc. All that to say, they did all. He's going through all of that. He's had this career, 21 Savage, and you cannot escape the old school, because now 21 Savage has turned into Slick Rick. We still in this bitch, nigga. Old school in this motherfucker.
Straight up.
Old school in here, nigga. 21 Savage is now Slick Rick. We still in this bitch. Let's go. Lolly dolly, motherfuckers.
Straight up.
We like the party. But it's terrible to see anybody in the position that he's in to go whatever the fuck. Camps. They send niggas.
What they're doing, right?
Yeah, man.
He's just sitting there somewhere.
Sitting there waiting for whatever the fuck they're going to do to him, man. No, they're going to send him back. They're going to let him come back, man. What the fuck?
That whole shit is fucked up, man.
That's wild.
The whole...
But it does bring up the topic of immigration in this country, so there you go. I don't know.
It does. I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, but shit, they can't get this right. How the fuck they gonna build a goddamn wall? They want a wall? The fuck?
What's the point? Exactly. Drop off proven in plain sight. This nigga uses submarines, tunnels. He escaped out of prison and 8 fucking escapes out of tunnels connecting from the middle of fucking Mexico to the middle of fucking Arizona on motorcycles. Underneath.
You can drive a bike through it like
that. Yeah. That's how El Chapo got the fuck out of there. Out of his house.
To Arizona?
Nigga, that nigga.
My God.
That's the type of tunnels that they got in that bitch. They're not fucking worried about. You know?
That's why they're like, nigga, what?
I'm not worried about a fucking wall.
That's the Soulja Boy tunnels? Airplanes.
This nigga was paying off the president.
Oh, man.
You think they're worried about the fucking wall?
Oh, man.
And you think the politicians are going to stop getting their grease, their palms greased? Because you caught the one guy, there's someone else. So what are you building the wall for? Oh, man.
Amen.
They probably laugh at that shit. Like, look at these guys.
Just to keep it on somewhat political, I'm a little heavy. My man Cory Booker's running for president. I've been following Cory Booker for a long time. I've been following Cory at least for the past 10 years because he was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And my play sister, my Danny girl, she's from Newark, New Jersey. And she can tell us somewhat of a difference in Newark. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Newark and like what it was when we were kids.
When I think about Newark, I think about fuck.
Shout out to Newark. What's good? We love you, man. But you know what it is, man.
We do.
You know.
But I love y'all. I respect y'all.
You know.
For real.
You know what it is, man.
It was just
Hey, man, we trying to get robbed, not this motherfucker.
Exactly. I know my place, right?
Hey, man.
Y'all got your stuff.
Hey,
I ain't in there.
We got to get Danny.
Trying to cause no way.
You got to get Danny girl on the podcast.
No, she's
You got to go. Howdy, goddamn. I got to tell Jimmy how to hit the goddamn wall. Hold on. You see she ain't going to house when she hit the joint. You see she ain't going to house when she hit the joint, man.
Oh, shit.
Jimmy, you're going to be mad. Jimmy. Shit. Sorry about that. That's a previous joke before we started recording. We're watching what's going on in the parking lot, and a lady just backed into the wall.
Straight out.
Just straight back into the wall. Well, all right. Bang!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from the parking spot, we're talking like 5 slots away from the wall. And she backed this van all the way back into the wall before, I guess, taking a grocery trip or whatever.
And she banged that bitch. And she pulled right back in the regular spot, got out the whip, looked. God damn it. Got back in the whip and went whatever the fuck she had to go. Now she came back. It's been a good 15-20 minutes. She's back now. Now she done parked in the spot. Now she gotta go in here and tell Jimmy. She done fucked the back of the van up. Damn it, Jimmy. Somebody gonna hit me. I went to the store. I went inside. I come outside. Somebody hit the back of the van, Jimmy. Damn it. Now, this nigga to come out this. Somebody come out this house, I'm dying. I'm out of this joint, man. she mad as a motherfucker. Jimmy.
She is. Awesome. Mike.
Bang.
She's hurt.
How you hit the wall? Whatever. You hit the wall.
Yo, it's that was hilarious as shit.
Hey, man.
Hilarious.
No doubt. I'm trying to figure out what else we need. Do we need to talk about Soulja Boy? Do we need to talk about Soulja Boy?
Not at all. Look, I got a family.
True that, man. True that. But hey, man, To know a lot, I've been told. I told the Unloaders one time, man, that I need to for real respect. Nigga, yeah. Oh, she came back, Jimmy. Ah, shit, they hit me. I went to the store. I went inside when I came outside.
They hit me, Jimmy. Somebody hit me. I ain't get the license plate, Jimmy. Damn it, I want it. I ain't see it. I was in a store. Jimmy.
It's probably such an even hit. She's gonna look at one side. She probably hit both sides. She hit that wall.
What the fuck is that? Like, did somebody just hit something? Like, shit.
I was like, that cancel wasn't no curve. She's in a minivan. Like, she just hit the wall.
Oh. Oh, man. She probably sipping that juice in the motherfucking crib. Sipping that juice, man. Sipping that yak, that cognac. I'm sipping up on that cognac. Oh, it's all right, though. I ain't mad. Jimmy ain't even gonna come the fuck outside. Jimmy said, damn it, I'll look at it in the morning. Jimmy said, God damn it, I'll look at it in the morning. You know, I said, I told you I had to stay in the house. I told you to stay in the house. You got to go get some shit all the goddamn time. Damn it, you know I got to go get my cigarettes and my lighter and everything, God damn it. I don't even know who the fuck living in that bitch.
I just picture him.
Nigga sitting in the goddamn recliner. Looking like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck you mean you hit? They hit you. What do you mean? Jimmy, I could have swore when you went out there, I heard a noise. Shit. Nah, goddammit, Jimmy. They hit me. I went in the store. And then I told you I had to go in the store and get my goddamn cigarettes and my lottery. I went in the store when I came out, Jimmy. Damn it, they hit me. They hit me, Jimmy. I ain't see shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck them up, man. Oh, so good. I ain't mad at them.
Nah, fuck it. Let it rock. See that shit in the morning.
Hey, Jimmy ain't getting out.
I got work tomorrow.
Exactly, Jimmy ain't getting out now. This car don't stop when Jimmy gotta go to work in the morning. It's gonna be some issue.
Yep.
It's gonna be some issue. Niggas gonna be like, who the fuck is Jimmy? Nigga just tuning in like, who the fuck is Jimmy? Who the fuck? Jimmy, who the fuck? Who? All right, whatever. All right, you niggas, you missed it if you ain't get it right now. Shit. But yeah, we need to talk about, wait, Soulja Boy. That might be it. Let's leave on another Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you all listening to the newest episode of the podcast. Man, Keith came through right there for a good 30 minutes, man. Yeah, good episode, man. We appreciate you, man. We definitely gotta do this again, man. Definitely gotta do this again. So everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Ball for Ball podcast. This is another episode. Let's go. Peace.